Hello?
Mr. President. Mr. Kroc.
Yeah.
There you are, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Arthur?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, I just wanted you to know that and Rose, strange she was saying you'd been a little under the weather. I knew you had, and I should have called you earlier, but I wanted you to know we're thinking of you, and when those election returns came in, I was thinking back over the years and how very, very few people I had in your distinguished profession who, ever even, I don't mean we're trying to pander, but who would try to write it objectively, but I remember your friendship, and I will always be grateful.
That's kind of you, sir. I've just been right. Hung up lately. I've lived too long, and I'm...
Oh, the hell with that. You've lived too long, but I mean...
That's the price of it.
Believe me, New York Times would be much better, more interesting for me to have to read every morning if I just saw that Arthur Kroc column, believe me. Oh, God, I tell you, because you know how to do it. Well, I just want you to know that we do hope that, wish you the very best for this Christmas season. I know it's tough, but believe me, as I was saying to somebody the other day, pointing out that this now is probably going to be the biggest 61 1/10 or something like that. Anyway, well,
thank you.
I said, as far as the landslide is concerned, let me tell you one thing. I told this was to a friend. I said, it doesn't happen at one time. It happens over a period of years. You build it sometimes when you lose and sometimes when you win. When you run for the House, when you run for the Senate, when you go through a few problems as Vice President, when you lose for President, when you win for President, and then when you win again. What also helps is that through the years that men in public life have people like yourselves. I remember those lunches we used to have up in my little office.
I remember them very well.
Remember we'd kick around. I always thought you were a constitutional lawyer until one day you told me you weren't.
No, I'm just a...
And I also remember that delicious tomato dish we had at your house.
I wish we could ever resume that, but I'm quite bunged up, and I'm trying my dad to get on the game.
Anyway, just wish you the very best, Arthur.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you.